101.
One of the two children allegedly thrown into Ngwerere River by their stepmother retrieved. Kapilimponshi Basa driver allegedly commits a suicide in unclear circumstances. And in African news, Kenyan charged with luring young men to fight for Russia in Ukraine. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed the retrieval of the body of a six-year-old child from the Ngwerere River following an alleged murder incident involving two children in Minwood, Kwamwena. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha has told Common Radio News that the recovery of the child's body was carried out through a joint operation involving the fire brigade and police officers. Ms. Kaitisha says the retrieval was successfully conducted by the fire brigade working jointly with officers from the Zambia Police Service. She adds that the search operations for the second child, aged 2 years, are still ongoing, with authorities intensifying efforts to locate and recover the body.
Following continued search efforts, the body of the six-year-old child has been retrieved from Ngwerere River. The retrieval was successfully conducted by the fire brigade working jointly with officers from the Zambia Police Service. Search operations for the second child are still ongoing, and efforts have been intensified to locate and recover the body. As previously reported, Mary Kachidika, aged 26, of Minwood, Kwamwena, Phase 4, remains in police custody in connection with the alleged incident. Investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service wishes to assure members of the public that every effort is being made to ensure justice is served. Further updates will be provided as investigation progresses.
Police have since arrested a 26-year-old woman of Minwood, Kwamwena, in connection with the alleged murder of two young children who were thrown into the Ngwerere River on Tuesday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as Meli Kachilika of Minwood, Kwamwena, Phase 4. A bus driver in Kapilimponshi has reportedly died by suspected suicide under unclear circumstances. The deceased, Andrew Piri of Kawama A section, is said to have ingested a deadly chemical on Wednesday. His body was discovered yesterday morning around 06 hours. Reports suggest that the deceased in his 30s had a pending court case which may have contributed to the tragedy. Meanwhile, tensions have emerged as some direct relatives reportedly refused to attend the funeral for reasons not yet disclosed. A Common Radio News crew visited the funeral house and spoke to the niece of the deceased, Grace Chola, who gave an account of the tragedy.
Bare irishanya okuranda okutira bari kwetoka omulandi kunumaku bari mulodi agizenti bari peya abantu abali mubasi abali 4 so uyu mulandu walingira okuranda ki bara abapingula so bare yasiyakijani mpaka okuranda ki bara akabapingula mu patu match ero bakaya munkira kukoti so okufuma po after baamufa baisobola kuranda kyawamanka butuke kyawameti nayipaya batumukashi ari bakanya kokuranda tetu mukitesha musango uyu na mashitesha msanguni tetishumone kibuni mpaka vena bata mpokula dakisho mkashi kula mlakisha fumeko pano nara kuma mpaka fashile nyechimbi kwanza chivarato wa mkashi mkashi fashile butuka abutika kubakisha shivaku ilo abutikile kubakisha shivaku so pa Tuesday peno mshuku kashi fashile mkwanka kuda kunganda nishina vararo mshuku tatuishi venishitena tetishimbepe tatuishi ulu chero pa Wednesday ilo tisha sanga na bafuja kulikuwa
kazi rani. Parents in Lusaka's Mississi compound have expressed concern over what they describe as the Drug Enforcement Commission's inadequate response to the growing availability of illicit substances in the area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the parents expressed a frustration that illegal drugs are easily accessible, particularly to young people. They say the situation is negatively affecting the community's youth, with many falling victim to substance abuse. The parents have since called on government authorities to take a decisive action against drug dealers and ensure that those involved are brought to justice. The further appealed for urgent intervention, stating that stronger enforcement measures are needed to curb the spread of illicit substances in the compound.
Muna mwami sisi kipe mpaku wa drug enforcement waka buwene waka wane wana mwamele wafunzi ila wana ni mafunza kunza chabi kipari pose kemteza wana ni mwafunzi mwameni ni mwameni mwami sidi ila uteko uyanganepo mwami wana wafunza kipari pose wana wana wafunza wana wana wacheza kutika kufaka waka njwa kubwene na manta walibe ndia ya mwene anasipanga na mwujani waka pepa kufaka wasi kwa ujani mana wanare kama kukona mpanyumba kwa kitembe ya wata pe wa government wati yanga neko mwani wapuri wati uone leko wa antwa pe wapuri safuaka.
Former Higher Education Minister Brian Mshimba says education remains a powerful tool for transforming lives and developing Zambia. Speaking to Kombon Radio News in Lusaka, Dr. Mshimba commended government efforts to increase access to education across the country. However, he noted that more needs to be done, especially in expanding opportunities for special education and supporting high-performing students. Dr. Mshimba emphasized that in a knowledge-based economy, education is key to national development and social equity. He also reflected on the vital role students have played in Zambia's democratic journey, urging young people to actively participate in shaping the nation's future.
As we now speak to areas where they could do better, I still feel studies where very good students with good results cannot access salaries, for example, when they finish high school. When I was Minister of Higher Education, I was absolutely shocked when I found out that about only 20% of high school students graduate access tertiary education. It meant 80% of us, our children, our kids who are being left behind were not accessing tertiary education. So this is an area that the UPND could probably improve on to make sure that they mop up everyone and afford everyone a chance to go to tertiary education. We